Hi, my name is Caesar, and I'm calling from Oregon Opinion Survey. And I'm conducting an opinion survey, and I'd like to ask you a few questions, man. Do you have 5 minutes of your time?
Sure.
All right, perfect. Does anybody in your household work for any news media outlet, including print, radio, or television station?
No.
No? All right.
No.
Are you 18 or older and registered to vote in Oregon?
Yes.
Perfect. I know we're still a long way off, but is there any chances that you will be voting on November's general elections?
Yes.
Is it going to be definitely, probably, or 50-50?
Definitely.
All right, perfect. Have you previously voted? Do you think as of yourself a Democrat or Republican or independent or something else?
Republican.
Okay. Would you call yourself a strong Republican or a not strong Republican?
Strong.
Right. To be sure that we're representing everybody, may I ask you, are you white, black, Hispanic, Asian, Native American, mixed?
White,
right. Thank you. Thinking about the direction that the country is heading, general speaking, are you very dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction that the country is headed?
Very dissatisfied.
All right. I'd like to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, which 100 means that you are very warm and favorable towards them, and 0 means that you are very cold and unfavorable. And 50 means that it's equal, okay? So the first one will be, I'm sorry, Project 2025. How do you rate that?
I don't even know what that is.
How about the organizations, personal organizations? Like Project,
50.
So you never heard of it?
No.
All right, and what about Lori Travis? Do you remember?
I don't know much about her either.
Okay. And Joe Biden?
Zero.
Zero, okay. And Janelle Bynum?
I'm not familiar with her either. I've heard of him, but I don't know.
All right. What about J.D. Vance?
I give him about an 80.
80? All right. Perfect. Are Republicans in Congress?
A 90.
All right. And about Donald Trump?
I give him 100.
Okay. Democrats in Congress?
10.
MAGA Republicans?
Did you say MAGA?
MAGA Republicans.
Okay. Oh, I'll give them a 100.
I'm sorry?
A 100.
100. All right, perfect. All right. If the elections for the U.S. Congress were held today, would you vote on the Republicans or Democrat?
Republican.
All right. Now, it's a long way to off, but if the elections for the president were held today, for who would you vote? Independent Cornet Wells or the Green Party candidate Jill Stein? Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr. or Democrat Kamala Harris or Republican Donald Trump?
Donald Trump.
All right. Regardless of how you plan to vote, do you think the president election will win? Republican Donald Trump or Democrat Kamala Harris?
I think Donald Trump, Republican, will win.
Okay. And I know it's still a long way off, but the elections of the Congress were held today. Would you vote for Republican Lori Chavez de Romero or Democrat Janelle Bynum?
The Republican.
Okay. And enough of supporting Janelle Bynum. Now, what are the chances that you might support her on the Congress in November 2024? Is there a fair chance that you might support, or a small chance?
A fair chance.
Okay. Do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as a president?
Disapprove.
And do you approve or disapprove of the way that Lori Chavez de Remer is handling her job as a member of the Congress?
She's the Republican, right?
Right.
Okay, I'll probably say approve.
Okay. All right, so we're halfway done, okay? And I'm doing this the quick as possible. I really appreciate your time. So now I'm going to read you some doubts and concerns some people have raised about the candidates running for the Congress. In case I'll be talking which about Lori Chavez, please tell me if you have one trouble of supporting Chavez for her Congress. So the first thing will be Lori Chavez de Remer voted to cut billions from our Border Patrol and Immigrants Police, and she voted to be found of federal law enforcement by 22%, making it harder to them to their jobs to protect us. Those cuts means that less money is in the investigation that stop human and narcotics trafficking, public public corruption, kidnapping, and she's voting to cut funding for laws enforcement in the state sometime once the billionaires cheat on their taxes. Do you think that it's a great deal, quite big, or not at all?
No, I strongly oppose that.
Okay. All right. As she's embarrassed Trump, who is really the Project 2025, would reshape the federal government. The plan calls for a nationwide ban on abortion, eliminates the Department of Education, cuts Medicare, and we know it rolls back on the LGBTQ rights, defunds federal law enforcement agency. Do you think that's a great deal? Quite a bit.
No.
No?
No.
All right.
Not at all.
All right. Working on the system that against working people, she supported budgets which would cut veterans' benefits by 22%. Off more than the thousands of teachers and aides, and eliminate healthcare coverage and hundreds of thousands of working Americans instead of making billionaires on tax cheats. Pay their fair share because the funds were parties' campaigns. Do you think that was a great deal, quite a bit, or just
No? Bad deal. Very bad deal.
All right, perfect. Seniors have worked hard to earn their security, but Chavez supported cutting funding for Social Security and Medicare service, and she voted for Republicans 26 times and blocked bills that will protect both programs and cuts it clear. Lori is working harder for the party than for Oregon seniors who've earned retreatment benefits. Great deal, just some, not at all, or quite a bit.
I missed the first part of that.
Seniors have worked hard to earn their retreatment security, but Chavez supporting cutting funding for their Social Security and Medicare service.
Oh, no, against that. Strongly.
Okay. All right, perfect. So I'm going to ask you again, if the elections of the Congress were held today, you will vote for Republican Lori Chavez?
Republican.
Okay. Okay. The last few questions. All right. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
High school.
Okay.
12th grade.
All right. Perfect. And are you married, unmarried, or with a partner, single, separated,
married.
Divorced?
Married.
Okay. Perfect. And do you have any children 18 years of age or younger on your household?
No.
All right. Are you or any member of your household a member of any union or employed of association?
No.
No. All right. And the 2020 elections, president, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
Donald Trump.
Okay. All right. So that's pretty much it. And I do appreciate your time. Have yourself a great night.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
That's